This is the Criminal Law Podcast, and the topic is the actus reus element of an offense. There are two components, at least two components, to all offenses. There is the external or conduct element of the offense, called the actus reus element, and then the intent element of the offense, or the mens rea element. On the actus reus element of the offense, a cornerstone is the Martin versus State case, that whatever the conduct is, it is a product of a defendant's voluntary act. Now, the Model Penal Code tries to give a definition by saying what is not a voluntary act, for example, a reflex. But a voluntary act is generally considered to be something that is a product of the individual's will, that there is some type of decision made to engage in certain conduct. Absent a voluntary act, so in the Martin case, we saw that he was carried out of his house and then was loud or boisterous, that he did not voluntarily appear in public, and therefore the conviction had to be overturned because the government must prove that all acts are in fact voluntary acts. So this is an element of every offense. Now, in the Cox versus Director of Revenue case, we see the importance of statutory interpretation telling us what constitutes the conduct element of the offense. And in this case, once again, we have a defendant who is drunk and passed out behind the wheel of his car, and under the Missouri statute at issue in Cox, it requires proof that either the defendant was driving or operating the vehicle. Now, the defendant here certainly was not driving, but he was behind the wheel of the vehicle in a parking lot. Keys were in the ignition and the motor was running. Does that constitute operating the vehicle? And the court used the dictionary definition that operating means to cause to function, usually by direct personal effort. And how did the vehicle get started? Well, that would appear to be by the defendant, and therefore that was a voluntary act, despite the fact that the defendant was drunk. Intoxication is not going to necessarily affect whether an act is voluntary, even if you don't do it upon reflection or haven't thought it through, perhaps because you're unable to. That is still a voluntary act. It is an act of will, and therefore the actus reus in that case, in the Cox case, was established. Now, it's not only conduct, but a failure to act. That's the West versus Commonwealth case, that if there is a duty to act, whether it be by statute or by contract or even by a status relationship or a voluntary assumption of the obligation, once there is a duty to act, the failure to act can be a basis for prosecution. That non-action can establish the actus reus element of the offense. But the key is that there must be a duty to act. There is no general duty or obligation to assist others or provide any type of assistance or help. There has to be a legal duty, and then once that legal duty is found, in the West case, that the brother and his wife had assumed the care of the sister, that once that legal duty is found, failure to fulfill that duty, if it results in the harm here it was death, then that can be sufficient to establish the actus reus element of the offense. So note here that it is non-action that can be the conduct element of the offense. A type of crime that can be a bit troubling is possession, because possession, in a sense, doesn't require any action. You are in possession of your phone or your car, of your computer, even if you are not physically holding it at this exact moment. So how is it that you are engaging in the actus reus? Well, notice here there is an intent aspect here, that you are aware of the fact that you are in control of it, and that can be sufficient situation. So possession offenses may not require any active conduct at the moment, but at some point prior that the person knew, there's the intent part of it, that they had taken control, the defendant knew that he or she had taken control of the item. And so in the Windsor case, what we have here is a charge of possession on the county jail property. And he said, look, I was brought to the jail by the police. I didn't voluntarily appear. Well, the actus reus is not appearing in the jail. The actus reus for this offense is possession, and he had possessed the drugs before he was arrested. So in looking at the elements of an offense, it is important to identify what is the actus reus and what is or what are the attendant circumstances. In the Windsor case, the attendant circumstance is being present in the jail. There is no act aspect of that or voluntary act aspect of that. Instead, in the Windsor case, it is the possession. Do you actually have to have hold of the item? That's what the Watson versus State case is about, where there can be this thing called constructive possession. But for constructive possession, it's going to require more than mere proximity. Just being close to something doesn't mean that you possess it. The government's going to need evidence that you have some measure of control or authority over the particular item. That can then be enough to establish possession, even again, if you don't have physical or actual current control over the item, that you have exercised control, and that can establish your possession as the actus reus of that particular offense.